It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I've seen us win two games a lot of times, so that's all we got to do, but just do it one time, one game at a time, two times. And so just now got our guy walk on the mound tomorrow, gonna enjoy it and take it all in for sure.
Back in, that was the sound of Bobby Witt Jr., your hometown hero. Somebody from the 75. The only complaint I have from last night is when Bobby got on, why didn't Q have him steal? Even if he got thrown out, it's still Salvi leading off in the ninth. We have to be more aggressive when we have speed on the backs.
Mm-hmm.
There's two reasons why. If Bobby Witt Jr. is on first and there's two outs and Salvador Perez hits that ball like he can in the gap or something, Bobby Witt Jr. is scoring from first. The other reason is
Luke Weaver's very fast to home plate.
He's 1-1 to home.
Yeah. Luke Weaver, former Royal, who I wish we still had now, has got two saves in the series against the Royals. Yeah, but I mean, like, if you kept Luke Weaver and Brent Rooker on this team, you probably win this series because you probably need one more bat in the lineup, and Luke Weaver would have been good out of the bullpen. He was here in 22, and then as the organization changed over, he was one of the first moves that they made. They, you know, put him on waivers, whatever it is, and you move on. That's a mistake looking back right now. Obviously, hindsight, we judge things as we do. Brent Rooker, a huge mistake by this organization, letting him go and not really backfilling there. And if you would have had that bat in the lineup this year, oh my goodness, how good the Royals lineup could have been. But, you know, that's another story for another day. But Bobby Witt Jr., and look, I'm just going to flat out tell you, I was sitting with people in the organization last night. So we were talking through some of these situations that were going on the field as they were taking place. And it was the eighth inning and Bobby Witt's on first base and me, much like everybody else, why aren't we sending Bobby in this situation? Why isn't Bobby running here in this situation? They go, well, Luke Weaver can get the home plate very fast and there's a good opportunity that Bobby Witt gets thrown out. At that time, there was one out in the inning when he was on first base and they didn't want Bobby to get thrown out and then have Salvi up there with two outs and then boom, you know, do your thing. But once two outs came, there was conversation of, okay, now it is time to send Bobby Witt, put some pressure on this defense to make that play. And if he got thrown out, well, then you start the ninth inning with Salvador Perez leading things off. And that would have been okay as well. Your most productive bat, your most veteran bat, your most experienced postseason bat, leading off the ninth inning, they would have been okay with that. But with Luke Weaver on the mound and him getting the home plate as fast as he does, you didn't want to put Bobby Witt in a bad situation. And his lead wasn't really big last night over there at first base.
Because he wasn't taking off.
Exactly. So you knew he wasn't going. That was the game plan going in. Like, I know as fans, we react and go, oh my God, why didn't they do this? Why didn't they do that? These guys are pretty damn smart at what they do. I'm talking Andy Reid as well. I'm talking Matt Quatrero. I'm talking about people who are in position as managers and head coaches, for the most part, are pretty good at what they do. That's how they got to that level. They're prepared for every single situation, and they know what they're going to do. And so while we're wondering and questioning and wanting to know what's going on and why aren't they doing that, there's a reason why they weren't doing that last night. And the reason was Luke Weaver's pretty damn fast to home plate, and you wouldn't have put Bobby Witt in the best situation. And then if he gets thrown out with only one out, now you got Salvi up with two outs and nobody on, what's everybody doing? They're complaining, why did you send Bobby with Salvi at the plate? It's like, it's a no-win situation. But that's the background on it. If you want the reasoning and embrace the reasoning, fine. If you don't, that's fine as well. But that's the reasoning why Bobby Witt wasn't stealing in that situation last night.
I want to give out four tips of the cap. Number one goes to the crowd.
Mm-hmm. Crowd was great last night, man.
I want to tip my hat to the crowd because a lot of kind people came up to Cody, Alex, and I in right field. We'll be there again tonight. We'll be there in right field in the little rafters. Actually, I have five tips of the cap. The crowd, number one, gets it because we asked, bring it. It was loud.
It was great.
If you weren't there and you're going off TBS, I'm sorry, it's inaccurate.
Yeah.
I was there with my naked eyes. I saw it. I heard it. I was there for 4.5 hours. I was there for 2 hours pregame. I was there for 2 hours postgame. The crowd was awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't hear my wife at times next to me, which wasn't a bad thing.
I was going to say, it's going to be a good thing.
Yeah.
The second tip of the cap goes to Lewis. Lewis was our security guard last night. And
Lou!
So, Big Lou. And I'm sure Cody and Gold will talk about Lou as well. So where we were sitting is normally where people can stand and watch. We're right by the right field foul pole.
Mm-hmm.
And this Lou guy, man, he was on it. These guys were standing. These people were standing. He just kept being like, you got to go. You got to go. You have people behind you trying to take, you know, watch the game and take notes. I want to tip my cap to Eric Hosmer.
What a great scene that was.
You really played the role. You didn't throw a pitch better than I did for an opening pitch. You went from the front of the mound. You stole my opening, you know, pump the crowd up, but you're Eric Hosmer. You can do whatever the hell you want, sir. Very well done.
I'm sure he was looking at your video and said, I'm going to steal that.
If he wanted to, he could have gotten a little bit better and pitched from the slab. But no, good for him. Props to Patrick Mahomes. Every time they showed that guy on the big screen, he knew his role. He was jacking the crowd up. The video of him getting in Dieter's ear and like trying to like, you know, that's what you want to see. That's what you want to have. And my other tip of the cap would go to the text line this morning, which a lot of people that work here think it can be toxic. It thinks it can be, you know, aggravating. Everybody seems to get the message. Look at where you are today.
Yeah.
Right? Look at where you are right now. This team won 56 games, and they can still take away the ALDS from the almighty Yankees. And you're not getting blown out.
No.
You don't look like a team, and I'm proud of those five things. I'm proud of you, Texan. I'm proud of you, fans. I'm proud of you, Mahomes. I'm proud of you, Hosmer and Big Lou.
Well, that's
bless
why
you.
I go back to the small moves that could have been made that could have made a difference in this series, right? You keep Luke Weaver on this team. He's got the two saves against you. You keep Brent Rooker on this team. You got a better bat in your lineup than you've been able to do, and you're not mixing and matching with Renfro and Pham and DeYoung and all these guys that you're trying to figure out how to get that other bat in your lineup. It's simple moves like that that kind of fly under the radar at times that end up being the big moves, or the small moves that, you know, fly under the radar that end up working. The Mike Pinnells of the world, you know, for the Kansas City Chiefs, or Juju Smith-Schuster for the Kansas City Chiefs, or Kareem Hunt for the Kansas City Chiefs. It's the small sometimes moves that you're not high on or you don't even know about that happen that ultimately make the big difference on in this organization. And if you had Brent Rooker and one more bat in this lineup and Luke Weaver maybe on the mound, maybe we're talking about different things. So you've got to make those moves and make those moves count for you. It's the smaller moves. It's the 25th man, 26th man, 52nd man, 53rd man on the roster that make a difference a lot of the time when it comes to completing your roster and getting that right group of players in there. And again, this is just the start to what we consider sustained success here in Kansas City. Eric Hosmer was brilliant last night.
And
he's like one of those big what ifs for me, you know, in Kansas City sports. Had he not listened to Scott Boras, who is worse for baseball than steroids ever were, and stayed here in Kansas City, there's a good chance we'd be talking about him on kind of that Mount Rushmore of the Royals and someone that could have basically had a key to the Kansas City area. He's also, too, Eric Hosmer to me is also the last generation of the Kansas City athlete who looked around and goes, I don't know that I can do what I want here in Kansas City. I've got to go somewhere else and do that. And then Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce arrived on the scene, and they showed that you can do anything that you want here in Kansas City. Had Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes been here maybe 2 years earlier, I imagine, and I believe in my mind anyway, that Eric Hosmer probably stays here in Kansas City and becomes a lifelong Royal and becomes a guy that can write his own ticket in town. He just missed that window where, well, it's Kansas City, it's the middle of the country, and then Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce come here and they show you you could do anything that you want in Kansas City. And so I thought the Hosmer thing kind of brought that emotion up for me as well. And then I would have had Salvi catch that first pitch for Haas. I know Tommy Pham was a teammate of his and whatnot, but how cool would it have been if Salvi caught that first pitch for Eric Hosmer last night. That would have been the icing on the cake for me. That would have been a lot of fun.
They hugged each other.
I know, but it would have been cool for the fans to have that moment of Salvi out there.
He's going to be out in the bullpen warming up Lugo.
Was he out there in the bullpen at that point? I don't even know, but I'm just saying what would have been cool. I'm talking about what would have been cool, not like where Salvi was at that moment in time. You could have made things work out.
What would have been cool is if Lorenzo Cain caught it, because that man
got a huge ovation last night too. But people love that team. That was the team that everybody in this in this city bonded with and took us to that next level. And I still heard a lot of it from people at the game last night. Man, that was our team. Those were our guys. Those are our players. We'll never have something like that again. And it's true. It was your first. It was the first foray into winning in 29 years in Kansas City. And those guys will always, always be legends here in Kansas City. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.